Congratulations on a hard-fought one tonight.
Oh, it was a grind. I mean, that was a grind. I mean, that's what it's like. It's hard to win, and you know, we found a way to get it done right there. And there just wasn't there wasn't a lot of easy ice. There were bouncy pucks. It was probably ugly. It was probably ugly hockey. You know, but it's not an easy place to play down here, as you know and I know. We've played a lot of hockey games down here, Schulze.
Who cares how ugly it is when you finally get a win, right?
Well, exactly. You know what? And we went a third period, and we had to. You know, we had to, you know, it got dicey there. Like anything, you got a 2-1 lead, and, you know, they get pucks downtown, and now they're funneling pucks, and there's rebounds that kick out to different spots.
On the game-winning goal, Jerry Fitzgerald driving the net. Leo knew exactly where he was. He gave up the body. He got crunched in the corner, but still delivered that pass. I'm not sure anybody but a brother would have known that his other brother was going to be where he was. But
well, Schulze, you know what? I agree, but we're working that play. We're working it 15 minutes every day. I mean, we really are. I mean, we're working that play, and the guys know it. And it wasn't much different than Johnny's goal as well, or Marcus's goal on against Lake State. So our guys are doing a good job. When we can get somebody attacking below the goal line, we're getting a good presence in front of the net, and we want to make sure we get open and we get our stick open right there. And a lot of times you just got to throw a puck right there, and guys with nifty sticks are going to be able to, they're going to be able to get some wood on it.
Graham's goal might have been just blindly throwing it up the ice, but if Corey doesn't win that faceoff there, you guys are playing defense, and you don't want to be playing defense right there, do you?
No, you don't. And again, no, you just don't. And you want to get pucks out, and you want to get them out of a rhythm.
You get an odd off day here. How much work will you guys get in tomorrow?
We'll watch video, but I told the guys we're not watching any video as a team. Those guys, we're going to have about a 45-minute practice tomorrow, Schulze, and that's it. We're going to enjoy Thanksgiving, and right now it's about rest. It's about energy right now, in my eyes. It's not about anything tactical. What we'll do is we'll watch video, and there's a few things that we'll show them on Friday, but not very much. It's not very much. Again, we don't need that right now.
Yeah, this is a long enough trip. Yep. You guys not thinking for a little bit, right?
Absolutely, Schulze. You get it.
All right. See you on Friday night, Tom.
Okay, pal.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunny Communications postgame show.